Is security on public transport becoming just a bit thuggish? And is the public becoming a bit feral? Now, we bring this up because of a couple of incidents. You might have seen on the news last night a V-Line conductor basically flogging a bloke, belting the living suitcase out of him at Broadford. I saw it and I couldn't believe it. Now, there were varying versions as to what this bloke actually did, but I don't know whether what he did warranted the absolute caning he got on the platform, but that's for the courts to decide. That conductor has been stood down, and so he should have been, while an investigation is underway. And last night at Altona Station, a huge brawl there. Apparently it happened around 8 o'clock at night. A group of men turned on the PSOs. They were allegedly misbehaving on the station. The PSOs have confronted them. A fight started. It sounds absolutely chaotic. Capsicum spray came out. One of the men involved in the fight actually rolled into the side of a train, breaking its window. Now, I'm not entirely sure how you do that, but police were called, four men were arrested, and they're expected to be charged with affray and criminal damage. Tony Morton is the president of the Public Transport Users Association. He joins us now. G'day, Tony.
G'day, Tony.
Well, where do you start with that? Well, let me ask you the question. Is security becoming thuggish, or is the public becoming feral?
Yeah, I think there's quite a bit to be concerned about, Tony, and these incidents do unfortunately occur from time to time on the system. Fortunately, they're still sporadic, although it's really unfortunate that we see two of them in the same 24-hour period. But the way we respond to it is the way we've responded to it for a number of years now, that when these incidents do arise, they need to be dealt with through an appropriately trained response from appropriate enforcement personnel, whether that's police or PSOs or people with the appropriate training to deal with the situation, use force appropriately, and aim to de-escalate the situation wherever possible.
I don't know whether you saw the footage on the news last night, but yeah. I would argue that the V-Line conductor was was an appropriate manner in which to deal with the situation.
And that is a case where, obviously, whether it's through inadequate training or through someone in a place that is not appropriate for their duties or whatever. Obviously, the response there was quite obviously wrong. And what should have happened there was if there was a passenger assaulting people, then there should have been police summoned to the station at Broadford to deal with the situation.
Well, what rights do the V-Line staff have? I mean, the conductor, for example, could have they restrained him in some form? Do they have, I don't know, probably don't have handcuffs or anything like that, but what is the appropriate way to deal with this?
Well, yeah, they do have certain powers to deal with these things, but really the appropriate response there is to call in a police backup to deal with these situations, and certainly we don't want the law of the jungle out there. We shouldn't have staff on the system who are really responsible for providing service to passengers and to maintain the public transport system and to operate the public transport system to force them into these roles where they're having to do policing. It's not really appropriate.
And, Tony,
it's part of the reason we have PSOs on the stations as well. But we also know there've been a couple of ombudsman's reports in the last few years talking about this question of appropriate training and appropriate response and appropriate use of force. And,
Tony, the other half of the equation here is the passengers becoming feral, and I've got to say that I catch the tram from time to time, and I never have any problems on the tram. But boy, the occasions where I get the train from Flinders Street Station to Southern Cross Station, it is embarrassing. It is absolutely embarrassing, and it's normally young people with obviously nothing else better to do. And we saw that horrendous footage on the news services not so long back of the girl. I think it might have been the Dandenong line. I could be wrong, where she had the music blaring and they tried to get her to turn it down and she splashed water in the face and all the rest of it. And I've seen things like that on a regular basis where people don't have any concept at all of actually putting earplugs in or headphones on. I mean, I can't even understand why people feel compelled to actually have loud conversations on their mobile phones while they're on public transport. So are we, the commuters, becoming a little feral, to use that word again?
Well, maybe we are, Tony. I think there are a lot of questions to ask ourselves about the way we maintain order in society and so on. But these are, in fact, long-standing issues. We have had feral passengers in the past, and quite a long time into the past as well. And unfortunately, it is the train system where you do see it most often. But at least we We do know that these instances do occur. They're fortunately not too frequent, and we'd like to see the frequency of these go down.
I would argue it is pretty frequent on the train services. I mean, if we were to open up the lines and say to people, tell us something that was a little unsavoury, I mean, we'd be here until midnight.
Oh yeah, well, there are a million people each year who use the public transport system. In fact, multiple million people, and we can certainly get hundreds and thousands of stories about these things, Tony. And there is a real issue, and maybe you know that we should be responding to that with looking at redeploying the PSOs there on the trains as well as on the stations. We need to have an appropriate level of staffing on the system, and we just need to remind people to behave themselves on public transport with an appropriate enforcement response back that up where that's necessary.
Easier said than done, Tony. We appreciate your time as usual. Tony Morton joining us there, the president of the Public Transport Users Association.